Hi, I'm Jenna.
And I'm Dawn.
And we are a fitness duo from East Kilbride. We are here to discuss all things fitness, lifestyle and business. Each session, we will discuss different topics with a little insight into our lives. My favourite saying, nothing changes if nothing changes. We are always looking for different ways to make each day fulfilling. We would love to bring you along for the ride. Hello and welcome back to Nothing Changes If Nothing Changes. We are back by popular demand. Not. I've just dragged Dawn back. So I was like, this is the year of saying yes. Anyway, if you're new here, I'm so glad you found us. And if you've been here before, thanks so much for coming back and listening. It's not really a relaunch, it's just a reset because it's been a while. It's been over a year. We have loads to catch up on. And basically, Dawn and I just have loads to talk about that we want to share with you guys. So yes, welcome along. Dawn, how are you?
I am good, thank you. I can't believe it's over 1 year.
Over a year, actually, because it was the December. So holy, it's over a year and 2 months.
That's quite scary.
And a lot has happened in that time.
A lot has. I think you've got more chat than I have.
We can cover that.
Jenna did say about getting dragged along. Jenna and I both work together and have done for 10 plus years. And Jenna and I both work completely different. I'm organised. She's disorganised. Mm-hmm. So this is a Thursday and I got told I was doing this on Tuesday afternoon. So my preparation, it's not up to scratch.
And my preparation is none, even though I knew about it. But I just like to wing it. I call it organised chaos, actually. That's how I live my life.
Yeah.
Organised chaos.
You do.
And Dawn likes notes.
Mm-hmm.
And notes of notes on notes on notes.
Notes on notes on notes.
If you, obviously you can't see, but Dawn's got a notepad.
Yeah.
And I don't. I have a phone.
And only took notes this morning.
Love it.
Well, I was getting ready.
Yeah, we used to, the previous podcast, we were talking all things mental health, health, fitness, weight, menopause, perimenopause, life, and we're planning on doing the same thing, but maybe just bringing it up to like current times, essentially. So let's have a quick catch up, actually, what's happened since last December.
I'm going to say you're saying that just now as I'm taking a hot flush.
There we go. Perfect podcast.
Like, oh.
She's not got her fan. You got your fan?
I've not. It's in that bag, yeah.
And she's got coffee.
I've got, that's what's giving me the hot flush.
There we go.
I just could feel it.
This is the prime example of menopause in real life.
So what have we been up to? Right, so I just put my notes since December.
December, yeah.
So December was a very busy month for me because I took Panto, which that feels like, months
forever ago,
Which was Little Red with Studio 32. Shout out to
them. Was December there. This is a year prior.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you what I've been up to for a year. I've got menopause. I can't even remember. I'm starting from December 2025.
Okay. 2 months. We'll give you that.
Give me 2 months. I don't even know what the Panto was 2 years ago.
I don't know.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, it was good. Yeah, actually, it was good.
Yeah, so we'll just stick with 2025.
I'll let you do that.
So that was all good. And yeah, it was a busy time. Mm-hmm. For December, Christmas, New Year was good, fairly quiet, but yeah, it was actually really nice.
Yep.
Again, it feels like ages ago.
It does, actually. When we're talking about Christmas, I think, oh my God, that was ages ago. It wasn't really.
No, it wasn't.
A few weeks, but it does feel like a lifetime ago.
Yeah. January, we were both lucky to go on holiday.
Yeah, I get some sun.
I was away with my friend Gail on a cruise. It was
bougie.
Gail's first cruise. And we did Canaries, which was great fun. And yeah, I think she actually enjoyed it. I think I've got her into the whole cruising situation.
So was that like a couple of menopausals? Finding the way around the Canaries?
No, she was actually super impressed at how much I knew because I've been at a few of these ports.
Well done.
She's like, how do you know this? Yep, I had remembered.
10 points.
Even got my left and my right. So yeah, so that's good. But the only problem was, it's the first time that we have sailed, or I have sailed with MSC.
Okay. Thoughts?
So, thoughts. The only thing, I would never compare boats because we were on an older boat, which was great. It was actually really nice. But I need to bring to attention the drinks package.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Which, by the way, alcohol has an effect on menopausal women. So here we go. Let's hear it.
So for this, there was 15 drinks, alcoholic drinks allowed per day.
Which you're seems probably, a lot.
I'm about to say that. Seems a lot. You're like, oh my God, I'll never drink that.
Until
well, you do. So an average day, to the first time it happened to us was at 3 minutes to 12 on one of the nights, and we had ordered a Baileys, We had to order double Baileys because...
Oh, wait, we meant to run 12 to 12. Is that how it works?
It's like 24 hours.
Okay.
Right, so 12 to 12. So we had to order a double Baileys, which I've never done in my entire life in a cruise ship because they free pour.
Yeah.
Not on MSC. Measured. They do measures. So you can imagine what a single measure of Baileys was.
A sip? Nothing?
No. So we had to order double Baileys.
Does that count as two?
That counted as two drinks, right?
Nice.
So, and the guy said to us, you don't have enough credits left. Do you want me to charge you for this? And I went, what? No, did I do not? I don't even want the drink anymore. But latterly, we then were like quite appalled that this had actually happened. Then we counted up. So if we had ordered, if we had paid, if I had been drunk and I wasn't drunk and went, yeah, no problem. Let's pay for that.
Nope.
Do you know how much... Do you know how much a double Baileys was going to be? Two double Baileys. Give me your best shot. Two double Baileys.
Two double Baileys. I mean, I need to think you're on a cruise, so what? I would maybe say absolute maximum £8, £9 for one.
So how much do you think they were going to charge?
16 quid for the two of them.
You're joking.
No.
I should actually maybe not tell, and then I'll tell you what it is in the next one. And then if anybody's listening,
surely
here,
it's not more than a tenner.
Well,
you can buy a bottle for that.
Don't Google it. Don't Google it, right? And you can let me know what you think I was going to get charged for a double Baileys. For two double Baileys.
Right,
and don't go onto MSC website and check. And if you get the exact price, then
if that
have
doesn't
done
put
that.
You off, I don't know what will then.
So for an average day drinking for myself and Gail, we would have four during the day. That's not a lot.
No,
right?
It's not
I don't
really.
Care if M says that. Four Proseccos. It's
not
a lot, it's a bottle,
not,
right?
It's not.
So then we would go down to this wee quiz thing. We'd have two cocktails, right? Then with our dinner, we would have two wines. Then when we're doing our shows and all this sort of stuff, we'd have two to three. And then, so that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 11 drinks.
But see, when you say that, 11 drinks a day, you go, oh my God, that's a lot.
I know.
But when you break it down, I suppose it's not.
It's not a lot.
But also, what's the calories that come with that?
You're on your holiday, don't think about that. MD thinks about that on holiday as a weirdo. Also, so we did get chatting to a couple of people when we were off port and stuff like that. And these big Irish guys were like, fair play, you girls. It's like, we're tried. But they were drinking like Long Island teas and stuff like that. It's got a bit sick stuff on it. We changed our Proseccos during the day to Aperol Spritzes because they're slightly bigger.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say because, you know, get a bit more like non-alcoholic in there.
So we changed them for like bigger size drinks.
Last you longer.
I was actually like that. So that would actually put me off it. Yeah, we put me off
because you're an alcoholic then.
Yeah, but no, it was good. So that's, it was great. Great to be on the ports and stuff. Yeah. A bit bumpy, I would say, if MD ever thinks about going on
because it's
Atlantic
winter,
Ocean Canaries cruise. But it was great. It was really, really nice to get to see the sunshine.
Good.
Right, that's my holiday. What about your holiday? Slightly different from mine.
Yeah, very different. Mine entailed three children. But it was great. So winter sun, there's something to be said about that.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, vitamin D is a massive source of happiness, I would say.
Yeah.
More than anything. But actually, weirdly, off topic a little bit, but I seen in the news this morning, and I don't normally watch the news, but it was on my telly. Maybe it was this morning or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, it was on. And Aberdeen hasn't seen the sunshine for 3 weeks.
21 days
so much
or something.
So they're getting told to take vitamin D supplements because it's bad for you. So bad for you not getting vitamin D. So yeah, how bad is that? So winter sun, there's definitely something to be said about that. And obviously also being postpartum, we'll go back and give you a wee summary on that. But vitamin D is one of the things they give you to take.
I take vitamin D tablets.
Every day, do you?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the things. I was down a rabbit hole on vitamins and supplements and all this sort of stuff just last night again, which I'll maybe talk about a wee bit. And vitamin D is just one of the things that we lack, and it does so much for you.
Mm-hmm.
So basically going holiday in January is what we're saying here.
You'll feel better for it.
So let's just summarise a bit. In the time that we have been off, I've had a baby. She's now 5 months. And yeah, I am in the trenches, shall we say, of motherhood, postpartum and motherhood. And I can say three children is...
crazy.
Bloody wild. But...
yeah, you're doing a good job.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. The only thing I would maybe say this time is I have definitely realised older. I am much older. I'm 38. And having a baby at 38 is
harder.
It's harder on my body. Like, I've noticed my body hasn't bounced back as everyone kept telling me was going to happen. It's not bounced back the same. And I thought, I didn't think it would, but I thought it would just be easier than it has been, and it's not. But I am still feeding myself, so that might have something to do with it. But I've also been super run down basically since Christmas. I keep getting like chapped lips, and just like, yeah, that kind of thing, just like kind of really run down. And I was in a rabbit hole on ChatGPT last night, and it was basically telling me that my immune system's just like so down. So I have to take zinc, more vitamin D, all the B vitamins, which I ordered actually on Amazon. They're not here yet. They said they would be here today between 8 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
It's past 12.
Mm-hmm.
They're not here yet. So I've ordered a whole bunch more vitamins to try and build my immune system back up, because it's pretty shit right now.
Yeah. And once you...
Doesn't help this weather.
Yeah.
And all that. So yeah, I need to do better, because breastfeeding bloody takes out of you. Honestly.
You don't take any vitamins?
Well, when I remember, I do. I've got pretty low iron, so I do have a prescription for iron, but I keep forgetting to take it. I took one this morning, and I bought another type of vitamin. I can't even remember what it is. I think it's vitamin C. I take that, but that makes my wee really yellow.
Right, but you still got to take
orange.
It. I'm going to buy you a pill box. I'm going to put a wee
note
to buy you that.
I just keep forgetting.
A pill box. Right, so I'm going to then change the subject or go off subject. So... pill box for Jenna, I'll buy. And
God,
you need to get
willed.
That. Yeah, you need to get that filled up. Mm-hmm. But you need to spend time on yourself.
Oh, I don't.
So, yes. So,
but
as
this
you know,
is the year.
I'm on my checklist.
Yep.
And I have started my checklist since January. And empty out
physical notepad checklist?
No. About
what are you
me,
doing it?
Like my physical health checklist.
Okay.
First thing I have not had in about 10 years, and it's nothing to be proud of, was my smear.
You've done
and
it
I thought
though,
I needed to go and get
10
that done.
10 years, that's bad.
Probably was about 10 years. The
so
nurse never actually
not
told
get
me. You do,
letters?
But bear in mind,
okay.
I've probably changed.
You've changed address.
Plus all Peter's illness, I'm not blaming him.
No.
Well, let's blame him, right?
Okay, but that, you've put it to the back.
You just put it to the back, and do you know what? She go, oh my God, I want to go and get a smear. I went and got a smear. I actually knew the nurse that was doing the smear.
Which is
surprise, right? And she was bloody brilliant.
See,
and you never
you
felt
need
a
to
thing.
Do it. It's
yeah.
so
it's, you need to get it.
I actually don't know the last time I had one, to be honest. Because I didn't have to get one when I was pregnant this time. I did have to get one when I was having Macaulay. But I don't know if that was because they needed to do like all that for your health because it was IVF. Never had one with Lyle. I've not had one with Primrose, so...
I know, but
Lyle's going to be 5, so it's at least 5 years.
Yeah.
And what is it now? How
5 years.
Is it every
is
5 years?
Is it 5 years at 4 years? Craig, I should know that.
No, you need to do it.
Yeah, so you need to. We were actually at menopause class. We were having a wee laugh about it because it was a Thursday. I went and got it done. So when we were back on the Thursday, I had my halo shining. I was like to them, how many people have had a smear in here? How many people are up to date? So we did talk about getting a wall in the studio and doing a checklist.
By the way.
And we say something like,
something said about
smear. And you'd all, you just have to tick it off, right? Welcome to the, it's not a woman only gym, but,
no, but
you know what I mean? It's just one of these
well,
things.
We have the smear sit-ups, we call it, the butterfly sit-ups, but in the older menopause class, we call it the smear test sit-ups.
So then the next thing was, I need to go and get my eyes tested.
Done that, because Specky Glecky picked me up today, wearing new glecks on.
Wearing new glasses on. So I've done that as well. So it's just things like that that you're just...
So if anyone takes anything from this today, if you've not had the smear test, book that smear test.
Yeah.
Who cares if your legs are akimbo? They've seen millions of... Badges.
Well, that's what I just think. As long as it's had a wee wipe and it doesn't smell.
Wee little spray.
A wee spray before you go.
But you have to do it because
oh
all
my
you
God,
hear about
you
now is scary, scary, scary stories of even younger people, and it is not okay.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not.
And
25
it's, you know,
is your first age to get it.
Is it? Which is actually quite late.
25.
Really? Because like life as we know is just far too short, and if imagine you missed something like that and then something happened and you were just like all it would take was a smear test if I found that out.
Yeah, I was beginning to feel a wee bit guilty. The next one was I've not had it done yet. I don't know if I'm age, I'm not 100% sure. Is your breast check as well? She did tell me how to do that.
Okay.
I can't remember. 50 is obviously for your bowel, which you get
is
that
it?
As a birthday present through your door.
Is it?
Yep, they say happy 50.
Well, that's
and then,
good of the NHS.
So that's been done. So, and breasts is the next one.
Right, okay.
So really it's smear, eyes, breast and...
Bum.
Bum. That needs to be done.
Yeah.
Actually, we should actually get something. We're getting the studio painted, so we should actually get something like that up.
I think we should.
As a sort of slogan.
Make a poster, have it all so people, it's in
your
face.
Make a poster? It's like, come to see me in the marathon. You
make
saw me
a poster.
Poster
of your bumhole. No, not of your bumhole. but a checklist so that... Because it's so checklist. Easy. Forgotten. Well, look at this. This has been over a year since we've done this. Like, how fast does a year go?
I know.
So, yeah. Do something good today. Book your smear, guys. Unless you're gay.
And I'm going to buy Jenna a MyFitness pillbox.
Yeah, which brings on to one of our topics for today and why fitness and health after 40 needs a new conversation. Because, well, as you know, or if you don't know, if you're new here, we run a health and fitness centre in East Kilbride, and it's our own like private studio and small gym, and we have a great bunch of people that come. It's not all women. There is guys that come too, but we've just created such a great wee community. The majority, I would say, are over 40. Pardon me. There's a few of us that are not over 40, but I would say they're over 30.
Yeah. At middle to late 30s. Yeah, we're middle. Apologies for anybody that we've offended.
No.
We don't mean to.
There's nobody under 30, is there?
Under 30. Let's just move on in case there is.
If you do, we love having you. You're not quite menopausal age yet. Anyway, 30 and over, and it's a great wee community. So we are, Dawn in particular, I went off to have a baby, and Dawn
has ran the show for the last 4 months.
She has.
Oh, for the third time in a row.
I mean, basically, I've just been pregnant for 5 years, popping out babies left, right, and centre. I was just getting a wee bit cocky with it now, but no, that I'm done with that. I'm literally done with babies, I can confirm. Mm-hmm. With that last baby, I have had half of it all taken away. It is impossible for me to get pregnant. Another half is all tied up, so.
I've heard that before.
No, I don't want to be pregnant again. And then, well, here we are. But I swear, I'll ask the doctor to send a picture of my womb if you want. So okay. You can confirm. I am not having any more babies. However, now that's out of the way, my next big birthday is 40. Holy smoke. So I will absolutely be on the merry route to perimenopause. Dawn is in the trenches of menopause right now. So we've got both ends of the stick, basically, mm-hmm. haven't we? Which is quite good. But Dawn has taken over the, what we call our menopause class, on a Tuesday and a Thursday. But you're going to do a course, aren't you?
I've got all the information mm-hmm. in, and I probably start it maybe next week or the week after. So did the thing, phoned them, paid for it all. Mm-hmm. It's all there. So I'm actually just waiting. They're sending out a manual. I know you can get that online as mm-hmm. well, but you're sending out the manual. And to be honest, the guy said to me, oh, why are you interested in doing this? Mm-hmm. I was just like, well, I feel I'm actually teaching it already and I don't actually have the qualification. Yeah. To be honest, I actually would prefer menopausal women or women of 40 plus to come to myself and Jenna rather than go to a young guy who's probably got the same qualification mm-hmm. as me and hasn't had the life experiences yeah. of menopause.
Yeah.
And everybody's different and
everybody
stuff like that.
Yep.
So, yeah, it will be actually real interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of going in with this, what am I going to learn? But I'm going to learn quite a bit.
Yeah, there's always something to learn.
So I'm going to learn that. So.
And anything you learn, you just obviously bring straight back to classes, which is great.
They talked about case studies and I thought I would need to have brought in a case study. Watch out, guys. but I think it's referring to they give you a case study and just alternatives and stuff. Mm-hmm. But at that menopause class, I mean, I have to say, I can see a huge, people have been coming regularly mm-hmm. now for, five, mm-hmm. 6 months or something like that. And you must, since you've mm-hmm. gone away, seen the all strength right. and difference mm-hmm. in people, mm-hmm. yeah, and what we're doing.
And actually, how important it is though.
I'm going to give Renee a shout out. Yep. So Renee is in her 70s and I've trained with her daughter mm-hmm. and she wanted to come, mm-hmm. lost confidence mm-hmm. and used to do it years ago, all this sort of stuff. And honestly, the first thing, one of the things, a few months back now, was Renee came back and said to me, I can now put my whirly gig up asking for my husband to help me and stuff like
How
that.
How good is that?
But see now, Renee has, you know, mm-hmm. really great, mm-hmm. our planking, mm-hmm. Our negative rep press
And
up.
She's probably not scared of weights.
No.
This is the thing, there's a massive stigma about gyms, it's a young person's game. Mm-hmm. It's not. Mm-hmm. Like someone who, of any age, should not be scared to go into a gym. And I get why they are, because see, to be honest, me coming out of postpartum, wherever I've been, I don't think I would want to go to a gym right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel confident in doing it. And, like, that's my job. But I wouldn't feel comfortable going into a gym and doing a workout. And that's quite bad.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel like that, but I do. I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I do know what I'm doing, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
So imagine someone that's not their job and how they feel about going to a random public gym. Whereas they come to the class and we try our very best to...
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes probably forget that we do actually have quite a good setup. And when that guy came last week with the Ergs and serviced them all, and he sent me a message and he went, by the way, really nice setup that you've got there in the gym.
Yep.
And you probably forget that we've got this.
I know. I did have a conversation with somebody last night and they were we were just talking about how many private gyms in particular are in East Kilbride. And that as much as there's obviously loads of them, I do think it's great because it's a community you have instead of like you're kind of without saying names and like big chain gyms where it's just an open, you're left to your own devices, as in headphones on, off you go. Some people love that and that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But when you are of a certain age or you don't have the confidence or you don't actually know what you're doing without paying a fortune, it's I just feel like what we've built is perfect for that.
Yeah.
Everyone gets to know each other.
I also think that you do bang on, and loads of people, and people listen to podcasts, and people bang on about strength and all this sort of stuff. And I do, it was never something that I did as much, and I have now done in the last like 3 or 4 years. And I do, and you get it for your bones and stuff like that. But I'm going to give out the whole fitness and dance fitness side, need a shout out as well, because
well, that's where
I'll say, particularly my Broadway boogie class, is I. On a Tuesday and a Saturday, see the smiles from people's
feel
faces,
good. That's a feel
the
good
singing
factor.
From people. Yep. And do you know what? It's actually hard. Do you know that way? And I always think that you still need to have that bit of cardio in your life.
But why did you not do weights 4 years ago?
Do you know why I never did it? So see all these like years and years and years ago when it was all about body pump, body step, all this sort of stuff. Kind of never really liked it, to be honest. And then I did more body step and stuff like that. And I have totally changed what I'm doing as well. As you know, I'm doing a lot more kind of sort of Pilates stuff as well. And I got into that last year because of running the marathon and I needed to do that and actually quite enjoy it.
Yeah.
I do quite enjoy it. So I have totally evolved with different things that I'm doing now. So, but the most important thing is you have to enjoy it. The most important thing is to go to an environment that you,
you feel comfortable with. Yeah.
And don't overthink things.
No,
I think especially when you get to your 40s, people are overthinkers.
And actually just on that note, as like a wee thing I kind of picked up on in the airport coming home from Lanzarote, obviously you look about or you've been in Lanzarote and in general the people that live there in terms of the way they look seem to be they have a healthier lifestyle. They've got more outdoor like weather, which is the biggest thing, because I mean how bloody miserable is it here, but people just spend more time outdoors and you can tell it has such a good effect on them. So as an example, we took the kids to McDonald's at in Lanzarote. It was dead. Honestly, it was dead. There must have been three tables sat at it having a McDonald's. As when we were having it, it did get busier, but people were in for things like coffees. You didn't see what you see here. Heaven drive-through. There wasn't a drive-through. There is no drive-through.
See, I even drive through at 8 o'clock in the morning.
How bad? It just shows you the difference. So we, and there's a big thing on the news and all that now about the ultra processed foods and what it's doing to kids, because it's the easy way out, I suppose. And I'm not by any means saying cook things from scratch. That's just, I get, that's just not really a thing for everyone. And it is for some people and that's also great. But not a lot of people ate high processed foods. It was all healthy stuff. You had like your fishies, your salads, all that kind of thing. That's all you seen every day out there. And then you got to the airport and you knew where your flight was by the queue of people. That's really, it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
As a nation, we just are more unhealthy than hotter countries. I don't know if that's an actual fact, but me looking and using my eyes, that's what I picked up on. And it was the fact that the McDonald's was dead because people who lived there would never have it.
Yeah.
I got talking to some people and they're just like, no, we don't go to McDonald's. Whereas here, I do it. I go. I get the kids a Happy Meal.
It's just a totally different
Speaking
lifestyle.
Speaking of Happy Meals, $3.99 a Happy Meal here now. When did that go up? £4 a Happy Meal. Used to be $1.99.
Oh yeah, so did
and
actually.
You get a toy and now you get a paper thing. I don't even know what you get. That's just another side note, price of things. But that just also, it's went up. So it's went up, doubled in price, and people still go. Still pay it.
Still pay it, I know.
Terrible. Anyway, that was just a side note.
Portions are probably smaller as well.
Probably, by the way. And probably even more processed than everywhere. More ingredients and all that. So yeah, that was what I noticed on holiday, just the eating habits and health habits.
I know, when you probably say that as well, we would have the buffet bit at breakfast time on the ship, and they did have all the sort of continental stuff and the pastries. I was never really a pastry person until I go on holiday.
Yeah, I like pastry.
But there wasn't, see, because MSC's not like either an American run or a British run, when there wasn't a huge amount of your
like fried food. Same in Lanzarote. You went to this one place to get a English fried breakfast, it was called. But that's not a thing over there.
Yep.
But there was this one place that's where you went for it. And our friends that live there said, oh, as a treat, once in a blue moon, we'll go and get an English fry up.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, wow. Like, people legit have that every day here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. But that there's loads of cheese and fruits and meats and all that. It's just a totally
different lifestyle.
Different lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It is a different lifestyle. God knows how you change that. Mm-hmm. Well, talking of that, I became pals with my fitness pal again.
Did you?
Yeah.
To track,
because I came back from Sitges with Ailey and Callum back in September and just felt uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, okay, something has to go here. Blamed the menopause for my weight gain. And then actually when I went to my fitness pal,
calories.
It's actually calories and the menopause. And lost half a stone, felt better for it.
There you go.
So I've just
put your mind to it, I think.
Yeah, I went on to it Monday and started doing it. I'm not going to lie, I've probably been peckish a few times, but I'm just going to give it a shout for the next, couple of weeks anyway.
I do need to go back on it, but my problem is because I'm feeding Primrose, I literally go from 0 to 100 and been starving after a feeder. Like, it uses up so much energy and so much calories, something like 750 calories a day, literally just feeding.
Really?
So bad. And then you need to replenish that, like, to obviously, like, physically for your body to make milk. So you need to stay so hydrated. There's just so many things you need to remember. Stay hydrated, eat this, eat that. And I have been bad, but what I would do is I would just have a biscuit.
That is bad.
And it's so bad because that's obviously then not even making good quality milk either. So that this week I have still been having biscuits, but I've been drinking more. And this week I've been really quite conscious of making sure I'm taking more multivitamins and doing more for myself. Like, I'm here today without the baby. I go everywhere with that baby.
I know, you do.
And
attached
I need
to you.
To, do less with the baby. Said baby is now weaning, so that's helpful.
So how will that happen then? So when she's weaning then, will you stop feeding her yourself?
Ideally.
Because she's been a wee bism with it, hasn't she?
She has been a massive bism. But we don't know if she's got this dairy allergy, and I'm really hoping she doesn't. So, but see, to be honest, right now it's a convenience thing for me. Like, it's just so much easier for me in the night or whatever just to feed her. Instead of going up and making a bottle. So it works both ways. Like, it would be better for me to not be feeding her and then other people can give her a bottle and all that sort of stuff. But see, because she's weaning, she's needing fed less, which is great. I say, we've only just started weaning just in Lanzarote there, and it's wee bits of this and that. But today she had broccoli, spinach and peas. Oh my God, it was disgusting. But she liked it. So the more, like, kind of solids I can give her, the less I'll need to feed her. And then that'll just hopefully dwindle down to nothing. I'll have sore tits for a couple of days and we'll be over it.
You'll be over it?
Yeah.
Just like that.
I mean, I'm not doing 10 months like I've done with Lyle. It's not happening. That was far too much. I've seen that. We're on basically 6 months already.
Yeah. I can't believe she's 6 months.
I cannot believe she's 6 months. What the hell happened there? But yeah, it's a lot. But then trying to find tight. So Wednesday, I thought I am going to class and I'm going to work out. Primrose had other ideas because I had to take her with me and I didn't get to do the workout Wednesday morning. But luckily, Wednesday evening, it was an odd number. I didn't have Primrose and I got to work out. So I keep saying, you need to go to class for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then I always just put other things first. So that needs to stop.
Yeah.
That's another reason we're here. I just went, nope, that's it. We're doing it.
I know you did.
I went, if I've got something in my head, it just happens.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it. I'm literally just doing it. And I'm okay with that this year. This is the year of... What is the year of in Chinese? Is it dragon?
Dragon,
that's not a thing. Snake, it is. Shedding snake. So here we go. This is the year... Oh, I'm phoning you.
Sure.
I don't know why I'm phoning you. This is the year of that. And this is the year of saying yes to things and leaving things behind that no longer serve me.
Why I know it's the year of the snake was because...
Yeah, the dragon's not a thing. I'm talking rubbish.
What was it last year? I don't know.
I don't know.
But we had a wellness day. You were on holiday.
Yes. Let's talk
and
about.
We had a wellness day at the studio.
What was that? Like sound bath?
It was a sound bath, which I have never had a sound bath before. So it was a sound bath. And then with that, we had some Reiki with it.
Love it.
And yeah, it was honestly the most relaxing thing ever. 2 hours. And it was Mandy from Ginkgo, which are based, Mandy's based down in the Holiday Inn. Oh, no, it wasn't you. It was Lorna that gave me a voucher for that. And I've been going for lymphatic drainage and reflexology and stuff like that. And I've been going regularly for that once a month. And it's great. And then we just got chatting and I said, would you bring that to the studio? Because I think this is now what people are kind of wanting.
There's a massive shift in even people going out for dinner of a weekend and having wine and all that. I have noticed a huge, huge shift on people wanting to do healthy things with friends rather than going out with friends, do you know what I mean? We can tell by even like businesses that are now open and restaurants are open and all this kind of thing. There's a huge, huge shift on what people are doing socially.
Yeah.
And it's much more towards like a healthy thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, honestly, it was such a lovely afternoon. So much so we are rebooked again for the 17th of May. To do that. I'll just actually put posts up about it.
Yeah,
I
can't wait.
But I was actually just looking there because it was a wellness mini retreat and it was just amazing experience. It really was. So,
yeah. I can't wait to try that. That's another thing this year. I'm getting into more things like that for myself.
Cool.
Because I don't do it. I just put everything else first. Everyone else first. When I was on holiday, I got a new kitchen. Well, let's talk about my reno,
actually.
Let's quickly talk about house reno. I've been doing a house renovation for, I don't know how long, four years. And a half. And I thought I'd be wide and get a new kitchen whilst I was on holiday. I thought, that's a perfect idea. Well, I'm going to
stop her a wee bit earlier than that. She actually thought it would have been a good idea to get it done the week before Christmas. Yeah. And we were going to her house for Christmas dinner. Thankfully.
Yeah, that never happened.
I kind of said, I don't think that's a good idea.
Are you okay, Jenna? I was delusional at that point. So I came home, kitchen's lovely. It's still a mess, obviously. I still need flooring and all that kind of thing. But what was my point? Why am I talking about the kitchen?
Just talked about your reno. Let's talk about your
why.
Reno.
I know, but why? What was I going to talk to you
I don't
about?
Know if it's about your rubble bags.
No, don't even get me started on that. My stuff that get binned. A important drawer get binned. By myself, by the way. I binned it. I didn't know it was in the bags. I didn't know that stuff was in the bags.
It wasn't your fault that you binned it.
Card readers, gift vouchers, kids' stuff from school. Literally a whole load of stuff in the dump. Goodbye. What the helly. Why did I start talking about the reno? What did I was going to talk about something. Doing things for me.
Don't know, you just spent, let's talk about the house.
I know, but it's because I was going to say something and I just thought I would give a bit of background. Don't know, lost my train of thought. No idea, it's gone. Completely gone. If I remember, I'll go back to talking about it. One of my other points I've got written down here that we've kind of not spoke about. Well, business, burnout, hormones and hustle culture. What do you think about that?
Business burnout.
Are you feeling a business burnout since you've been running the business for 4 months?
I actually think I have to say I did quite a good job.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
I had to do it. I got to December and I was just like, I am a bit knackered here between that Christmas and Panto.
When I came back, I actually loved being back. I mean, I'm not meaning that I don't love it normally, but it was a full week just before I went on holiday because you were on holiday. And I was like, oh my God, this is great. But I don't know if that's because I didn't have a lot of human interaction.
And I'm going to say,
out my house.
Still some people covered classes. You weren't doing every single one of them.
It felt like it. And by the way, how sore was I?
Exactly.
I never done anything, right? For the second half of the the last couple of months of pregnancy, I never worked out for myself. And then I didn't do anything for 4 months, can't even lie. I didn't want to. I was actually like okay with taking time off and not working out. Whereas the past two pregnancies, I was like, oh my God, I need to get back to working out because I was panicking about body image and all that sort of stuff. And this time I thought, nah, I'm not doing it. And I actually really enjoyed not doing it until I came back. And then I was like, why the hell did anyone let me not work out?
I know.
I'm not joking. I couldn't walk for a week. I went to one class.
That's right.
And it was legs and I could not sit on the toilet pan. It was not funny. I regretted all my life choices at that point.
But then the next time you worked out, I felt better.
And I like a wee bit of pain, but that was new level. So lesson learned, don't take 4 months off ever again. But yeah, so you didn't feel burnt out business-wise?
I actually think I managed it okay.
Maybe because we're now going into this, like, the Reiki kind of classes. Mm. That's...
I just, you know what, as you know, I like to be organised. So I think I planned it all and I was kind of organised. I've slightly started changing things and doing it in a 4-week cycle. Mm-hmm. So you weren't constantly thinking, oh my gosh, what am I doing
for
the class?
I know, because I do think that's how you burn out. See, if you go mm-hmm. to the same thing on repeat, that is actually the definition of insanity. Yeah. Doing the same thing and expecting a change. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
There you go. And also... doing that, I was still training myself.
Yeah.
Because I was determined that I wasn't not going to be training.
Yeah.
So I was doing my own training, the studio, mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fine, but you do 100% get to a point of burning out. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It was like, I was quite glad when Panto finished and quite glad we had the time off of Christmas and stuff like that. So you do. MD doesn't burn out.
Yeah. I actually put everybody a post up. Out. I don't know if you've seen it the other day, and it was literally, I just had like this thought of like, in the nicest way, I just couldn't go back to teaching the dance classes
anymore.
I know,
so you put that up.
Because it's just not the right fit for me mm-hmm. at this moment in time. That's not to say in the future I won't go back. But right now I'm just like, there's other people that can do that job better. Mm-hmm. That's my thoughts on it, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the fact, well, I wasn't at the start. I was like, oh my God, I actually don't know if I can dance anymore. I had to take a class. I don't actually know when that was, January sometime, because we're going to Disney in October with the dance school, and I had to take, and honestly it was a major choreography block, like my brain and then I just thought, oh Jenna, you can't dance anymore.
I know, but it might be like that. You might be thinking, oh my gosh, am I up to date anymore? I've not done it for a while. You've also just had a baby, so.
But there is also people who are much better at that than me, and I'm okay with letting them be the creative
side of it.
That's absolutely fine. I'm very accepting now. This is my year of just being like, that's okay, doesn't serve me anymore, I'm happy to drop it. So beware. No, right. Joking. That's not why I'm not doing some of the classes at fitness, guys, don't panic.
I think you would panic more if I said that.
Yeah, I'd be like, sorry.
No. Well, actually, talking of that, so last Thursday at Zumba we were doing classes and we're like, woo, and all this sort of stuff, and Emily's starting to do Emily, for people who don't know, mm-hmm. is my younger daughter, mm-hmm. and she's a Zumba instructor as well. So we're doing it away, and we made a joke, and I was like, I have been teaching this for 16 mm-hmm. years. There's
wild,
people that have been coming to my class, Zumba class, which was
for
the first thing
yeah.
for 16 years.
Crazy,
still people that come. And then I was just like, ah, right, another 4 years and then I'm retiring.
Yeah,
I was like, so 4 years and then I'm retiring.
Are you saying that like...
4 years.
Is this you putting your resignation? Yeah. 4 years in advance?
4 years in advance.
What age would
5th of November would be the first time was when I qualified as a Zumba instructor.
Oh, is this 20 years you're talking about? You'll be 20 years Zumba instructor? Ah, okay,
20 years Zumba instructor?
Wild, isn't it?
That's mental.
Better
how
get
did
a
that happen?
Certificate or something for that?
You do get
so
stuff.
When you're 20 years, I'll be 21 years?
Mm.
What the hell?
It's mental.
I mean, I don't teach it right now, but no. I've been 20 years in their, I'll be 21 years in their programme.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's when it all started out.
I've been doing it every Tuesday and Thursday
for all that time.
For 16 years.
That is the definition of insanity. Joke. It's great. I love Zumba. One of the OG classes.
Yeah, it is. But it's one of these things you've got to still keep, and it's changed. A lot of it has changed within that period of time, and mm-hmm. you've got to kind of keep it fresh and stuff
and
like that.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to say. It's a quite busy market mm-hmm. out there for fitness. Dance classes, isn't it?
I don't think it's as busy as
Zumba.
What it was.
Not for Zumba.
It's not as busy as what it was.
But definitely the best Zumba class around. The new gen, isn't it?
Of course.
It definitely is.
Of course. Anyway. Yeah. So, yeah. But it's actually scary how time flies
literally
by.
Literally flies. Rest, recovery and guilt.
Yeah, because when that. People need to have days off for rest, because that's just as mm-hmm. important as mm-hmm. working out, and you do need that.
Mm-hmm. One of the articles I read, I don't even know where I seen it, perhaps on TikTok, can't remember. I'm obviously going back to talk about postpartum, but that's just because that's my world right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was this woman, 14 weeks postpartum, on her second week of having her baby, her husband and mum actually took her to A&E because they were so worried about her. And they just said, no, it's just sleep deprivation. Like, you're just having these, like, episodes because you're so tired. It's new baby. You're worried about the baby, all this sort of stuff. Because you know how you can get that, like, thing of my baby's going to die when I fall asleep type
mm-hmm,
thing?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it turns out she went into full psychosis. It's just because this is kind of related to rest and recovery. And she ran out of her home. and just ran barefoot, was running. Main road, hit by a bus.
The woman did?
Yep. Like, suffered such bad injuries. She was stuck under the bus. She needed, like, major surgeries. And it was all because NHS palmed her off and said, no, you're just tired. But she had severe sleep deprivation, and it gave her literally a brain psychosis. I mean, it's not quite the same as taking a rest day for the gym, but it's the same thing of rest and recovery and how important it is. That's another reason I was just like, nah, see, for 4 months, I'm not getting back into it, because I had another section.
Meanwhile, Dawn has a burnout.
Todd's get business burnt out, Janice. Sitting at home, drinking coffee. No, I'm not, because I haven't even been drinking bloody coffee. All I'd done was sit at home like a cow, getting feeding my child for 4 months. But I took the rest and recovery this time because I went back too quick last time and I had so many problems with my scar, or my section, whatever you call it. And I had a second section and it was obviously another shitty birth, but we can talk about that another day. And I mean, it's not still not very good. It's healed shit, and it's definitely not still not healed, but it's worse this time because it's the second one. But I thought, no, I'm taking my rest. And I am thankful for myself, because if I didn't, I would have probably had an infection again, and because I ended up having mastitis six times total, which is six different versions of antibiotics, which you need to then think about, goes through your body, into the milk, to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all these, how important it is to...
I sometimes find when
you shouldn't
I have,
feel guilty.
No, you shouldn't feel
I do,
guilty.
Though.
So sometimes when I have a rest day, what is that? You come home and then you've got to tidy the house and stuff
like that. Yeah, you're not. It's
so
not you're lying in your bed.
But then, no, you're not lying in your bed. But then sometimes you'll maybe watch a few episodes of a certain program or whatever, and then you get tired.
I
think sometimes you get more tired doing nothing.
But energy feeds energy.
Yeah, but you need that time. Mm-hmm. You need the quiet time. You need the downtown.
Downtown. Sorry.
But you definitely do. And I think I'm going to say, from my generation of people, they don't realise that they need that. Mm-hmm. And you have to reprogram a lot in our brains from
you do.
Weights to rest to things like that.
Yep. Because it's not, but you know what it's like. And I found it hard to get back into exercise because I took so long off.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the longer you take off, the harder it is to get back into it, and the harder it is to get back into that kind of, like, habit, almost.
How cheeky, my watch is telling me time to stand.
On that note, Dawn needs to go prepare what?
Dismiss.
So, yeah, it is hard, and, like, becoming more lazy makes you more lazy, and it's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, like, energy literally feeds energy. Mm-hmm. The more you kind of give yourself a kick up the butt and do a bit, you feel better for it instantly. That's
we probably need to go and wrap this up shortly as well, isn't it?
We've managed to talk a lot.
I mean, we've loads actually. Now we're kind of on a roll of what we're going to talk about. Yeah. I'm going to do a thing next time about creatine, because I've been taking
let's
chat
talk about
that. A lot of people seem to be chatting about that.
I touched on vitamins and stuff, but we can certainly have a bit more
on
deep dive into that. This is just a kind of we're back. And a wee quick catch up, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to ask you a thing. Watched any of the Winter Olympics?
I've seen a bit of this.
How
good
is it? It's mental.
I can't believe these people do that.
Oh, no.
Have you seen the ones that do the ski slope jump things?
Between that and the snowboarding and all the twisting.
It's amazing. Uh-huh. Do you know, an age thing, I used to play a game. Now, I can't remember the name of it right now. And Jamie will know it. And it was a snowboarding game. And I loved it on the computer. Like, as in, like, the old school PlayStation when I was like 10, and that's what it's exact same as that. And I just think, oh my god, that was a computer game, and now these people actually do it in real life.
Right, so I'm going to then see another older thing. Do you know who Eddie the Eagle is?
Yes, I've heard, but I don't actually know.
Oh,
but
right,
I've heard.
Oh yeah, right, so you do know.
Yeah, I do.
That was the guy that decided that he was going to do
an even more older thing.
Yeah, so, but no, it's actually Ailey and I were talking about it, and she said, but how do these people know that they can do this kind of sport?
I don't know.
How
do you get
again,
into
I suppose, we're then talking about our culture and stuff like that. So how do you know?
How do you know you're
a good snowboarder?
I guess you just need to do
the
it.
The skeleton thing.
Yeah.
Who wants to get a blinking train or whatever
but
it is and
it is
go down
so
that
weird,
head first?
It?
It's close to the ice at the speed you're going.
It's wild, isn't
it's good,
it? What's
yeah.
that called?
Skeleton.
Is that actually what it's called?
Yeah.
And even being in, I was actually thinking about the skier when I seen, it was a girl, I don't know what country she's from, but she held that amazing squat position for her whole journey down. And I thought, her legs must be on fire.
I know. Don't demon at us about the skier.
I know, don't even bother giving us a hard time when these people are skiing down the blooming side of a slope. But yeah. The girl that got injured, that was bad. I've seen
that.
Oh
my gosh. I think she not had three operations or she's going to have to have
something like
three
that?
Operations. It's major. Such a shame.
Yeah, that's bad.
Such
that
a shame.
Is really bad. But yeah, this year we are changing our mindset. That's it. We're yes people to an extent. I don't mean yes people as in we'll do everything. What I mean is if there's an opportunity, we're going to take it.
Yes.
Yes. See?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, because my mindset has changed. I flipped a switch and thought, because you know how you just do that automatic thing of, oh, what if it doesn't work out? Or what if it goes wrong? Or what if you think the negative? But
if it goes wrong, it goes wrong.
But what if the best thing happens? Why do we never think like that? Mm. What if the best scenario happens in any situation? So that's my thoughts for this year. I'm coming in here with my positive pants on.
Good. Let's hope they continue.
Yeah. Everything's kind of changed a little bit, I suppose. Well, for me anyway. I now have three children. So my body's changed again. My energy's changed. My priorities have changed in a way of I need to rear three children, which is still wild. I still honestly cannot believe I am a responsible mother to three children.
What, responsible mother?
Well, you know that way when you're a situation happens and you're like, shit, who would I phone? I'm that guy. Because I'm the mum, so it's somebody would phone me in a situation, and I'd be like, ah, I don't know what to do.
I know, it blows my mind that you're still a mum of three.
Because I just feel like a minute ago I was on the stage being the fiddler on the roof.
I remember that as well, your wee blonde hair.
But, and now here we are, and it's really, really quite insane to me. But it just shows you can do it all.
That's what happens with life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It does. It happens with life. So for the next time, you have to tell me how much two double Baileys are.
I can't be any more than 20 quid. It just, I'm not having that if it is.
So you need to tell me that. You need to let us know if you want anything to discuss.
Yes, we could maybe put a wee something out on socials.
Yeah, we can't.
We're going to video record next week's episode.
Well, I'm getting my hair done tomorrow, so that's quite good.
Christ,
I'm going for the chop, by the way.
Are you? Getting a wee...
Oh, yeah.
What are you getting?
Just
a short bob?
I think textured or something.
No way.
Yeah.
Specs and a bob? What's happened?
Specs and a bob.
Who dis?
Look this person.
Okay, so you'll be looking good next week. So I'll need to straighten my hair and make an effort for once. I'll wear something a bit better than what I'm wearing.
You just suit that colour.
I know, but I'm trying to wear pink these days because I'm now a girl mom and I'm back in blue.
Hyacinth blue?
What does that mean?
That's a colour. A hyacinth.
Oh, hyacinth. I thought you said hyacinth blue.
No,
I was like,
hyacinth.
I don't know what that means. I've not heard of that. I don't know what that means, but I'll take your word for it. But that's quite a nice colour. But no, I'll make an effort for next week since we're getting videoed. We've had our coffee. We'll have our coffee again for next week. Give us a wee buzz. And yeah, anything you want talked about, let's talk
about
it.
Wants to donate a coffee to us. We're happy to do that. It's one of the things we did on holiday is we priced up coffees. And can't
around
go over,
the places.
Around the places.
Love that.
And Lanzarote was the cheapest. Yes. 170 euros. 170.
No way. See, on Lanzarote, I was addicted to leche leches. Do you know what a leche leche is?
Well, I was just a cafe con leche, is that?
No, leche leche. Condensed milk. How fattening.
Horrors.
Aye, but it was brilliant. Condensed milk, your coffee, and then a wee splash of milk in the top. And it's in a wee short glass. So much so I went and bought wee glasses to make them. And I brought the leche leche stuff home with me. I went to the supermarket and bought it. Put it in Jamie's good Kurt Geiger shoes to travel home. What happened? Exploded in the case.
What? You brought home condensed milk?
Yeah.
You can get that here.
Well, I know, but I didn't really know that.
Oh my God. Hold on. Let's rewind back to, I am that responsible person that people will phone up and ask.
I know.
Yeah, but Liz was with you. Well, Liz probably
She did, but then I don't know the reasoning behind it. Brought it home, exploded in Jamie's shoe, ruined his shoe, ruined a few items in the suitcase, so I've only got about a quarter of the thing left. So lesson learned, go to the supermarket and buy condensed milk. But is it the same just in a tin? As in old fashioned condensed milk? Is it old fashioned? I don't know either.
But it's kind of like an old fashioned.
Is it pure fattening?
Oh my God, really?
I know, it's full of sugar. But by the way, if you've not tried a leche leche...
Are you an oat milk person? How are you drinking that? Normal stuff?
I am an oat milk person, only because I'm feeding Primmy. But I've got to say, by the way, so I know we're going on again, seasons I have cut out dairy, I feel so much better for myself. I'm saying cut out. I've not completely cut out. There's bits in butter and stuff like that, but I don't drink cow's milk anymore. And I've really reduced my cheese intake. That sounds like I'm a pure mad cheesy person. But I really don't have cheese anymore, and it's night and day. Mm. Bloated, not hardly any bloated anymore. And I feel less tired, less, you know, that kind of heavy way you feel when you get a slump in the afternoon. I don't feel it anymore. You can tell I've had a coffee because I'm talking fast. I've been drinking decaf.
Are you blaming the cows for this?
Blaming the cows. No, I've been on decaf for over a year, but recently I've dabbled with a bit of caffeine and I'm literally talking to Millie Mills here.
So on that note, time saves
try a lechy-lechy.
Lechy-lechy.
In fact, I'm going to make you one, see what you think. So that was your cheapest coffee. Okay, on that note.
Lanzarote, £1.70. Or not £1.70.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And yeah, if you want to listen in next time, we'll have a video for you. You can watch that. Maybe I'll put the video on YouTube. But thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And thank you for willing to change, because nothing changes if nothing changes. Ding, ding.
See ya.
Bye.